the party tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Okay, Mishnah has a kuflam at Zion and Aleph. Mishnah Lushne Tinokas Echelomul Achar Shabbos, Echelomul the Shabbos. You have a situation where the two babies to be circumcised, one on Sunday, one on Shabbos. V'shochach omolos eshel achar Shabbos v'Shabbos. He did the Sunday one on Shabbos Chayiv. Yichayiv echatis. Echel lomol b'Rav Shabbos, echel lomol b'Shabbos, one Friday, one Shabbos. Shochach omolos eshel achar Shabbos v'Shabbos. Rabbi Yelezer mechayiv echatis v'Yeshua potim. This is the Mishnah, the Feirish. And the Gemara quotes this Mishnah, our Mishnah increases on Daf Yutesim et Aleph. The Gemara points out that Misasik and Shabbos is Potter because of the Din of Lechz Machshevis. It's a Chisarn of Lechz Machshevis, and therefore the Gemara says Misasik is Potter. Frek the Gemara Kasha from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua is Potter Achatis because you taught B'dvar Mitzvah. If it wasn't for the fact that Tobit Var Mitzvah, Yitaka would be Chayiv. So you see, Misasik is Chayiv. Frek the Gemara Kasha. So the Gemara answers no. The Gemara answers Misasik Bechabura is Taka Chayiv because Bechabura, the Malach of Chabura, there's no Katsum Lech Machshevis. The Melus, there's no Katsum Lech Machshevis. Misasik Bechabura is Taka what? Is Taka Chayiv Chattis. But in a Hanami, Misasik in general, by all the other Malachas, is part because of Chisarnim Lech Machshevis. Frek the Kasha. The Chassam Sofer in the Chedushim, and Daf Ayin Hamad Aleph, Rabbi Kiveger, in the Mishnayos here, in Os Kuf Samach Aleph, and the Shita Mikubetz Nashmotus increases there on that Daf in Yutesim Beis Os Tes, all ask the following Kasha. There is a Tosis in Shabbos Ayin Beis Mid Beis who writes as follows, that there are two types of Misasik. Tosis writes, Maskin is Kavin, Ayin Beis and Beis. There are two types of Misasik. There's Misasik and Kol HaTorah Kulo, which the example is, I'm Niskavin to pick up a blade of grass that I thought was tallish. Turned out it was Mechuber. So that's Asher Chotaba. Pratla Misasik. Misasik is a general din to Ptur and Kol HaTorah Kulo. And they live from that Pasuk. But then Tosis writes, there's another type of Misasik that applies in the Chol Shabbos, where I'm Niskavin to be chaytech mechuber A, and I end up doing mechuber B. And they will go, Tosis writes that Misas Shabbos, which is potter, because lo is avid machshavosoi. It's a chisar namlach machshavos. You think at first glance I was miskavet to do an isser, but it's the wrong chefse. Since it's the wrong chefse, it's a lack of melech machshavos, lo is avid machshavosoi. Tosis writes this all the time. Ron Sarek Shlit would always point out this. Tosis always says lo is avid machshavosoi. So Tosis writes the two tracks of Misasik. There's a Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kulo, there's a Misasik of Shabbos. In Mele Frek the Kasha, what's the pshat in the Gemara in Krisis where the Gemara asks the Kasha, and it says, Misasik and Shabbos is Potter, what do you do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says it's Chayv, it wasn't Vatov, B'dvar Mitzvah. What is this case? And what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that what Misasik b'chabura is what? Misasik b'chabura is chai because no katsim lechz machshavas. L'chura, this Misasik is Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kulo. You thought you were doing something mutter. L'maisa. That's track one. That's not track two. Track two of Shabbos is Mechubur A, Mechubur B. Here I thought he was doing a Dvar Heter. Mila b'zmano is Doicha Shabbos. I thought this was the baby. What Bichlal's pshat in the Gemara increases, the Gemara brings up Frek Nakasha, Misasik on Shabbos is Potter, Lemaisen, you quote this Mishnah. This Mishnah's example, Misasik Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's the Kasha, the Shita of Gubetz increases, Rabbi Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer. The Meile, they want to say the following terrors. They want to say that Bamison, it really is usser, but the Torah has a heter. It's really rut. It really is advar usser. It's like blade A, blade B. It's track two, but the Torah matters mila b'zman b'shabbos. Whereas a pasuk, so memeila, that's considered to be what? That's considered misasek of Hilchos Shabbos, blade A, blade B, Memela, the Gemara can be read like that. But the Kivega writes it's a little schwer. But Lamaisa, this is the teretz that's given by the Chassam Sofer and the Shittim Kibetzis. Very beautiful teretz, and therefore, Memela, it's really a Dvar Issa, but the Torah mattered it. Memela falls in the Pshat and the Gemara works beautifully. Problem is, what do you do with the Tysus and Ayin Hamad Aleph? Tysus and Ayin Hamad Aleph in Shabbos, Frektakasha, the Gemara is dealing with the case of Tzadchi Lozum. And the Gemara has Akasha, Gemara pilpels, whether it's Tzad, whether it's Tosh. Then the Gemara has Akasha, maybe it should be a third Malach, it should be Netilus Neshama. So the Gemara has an answer where it says Misasek gets Netilus Neshama. So Rashi and Tosfos both say, what does Misasek there mean? It means a Dover Shana Miskavin. Doesn't mean literally Misasek. Because if it meant Misasek, Misasek Bechabur is what? Is Chayiv. So it can't be Misasek literally. That's what Tosfos says. The problem is, Frektik Sam Seifer, I'm the Tosfos, that the truth of the matter is, why does Tosfos put it under this rubric, Lamais of Misasek of Shabbos? L'chura, this is again Misasek of Kolotra Kula. We fret for the Gemara in Krisis. But this L'chura, you're doing Petzias Chilazon, you want it alive. You don't want it to be Mace. Memeila Lamais, you're being Osik Bidvar Heter. So it's Misasek of Kolotra Kula, Shechotopo. It's Samalach Machshevis. That's what the Chassam Sofer and Rebbe Elazar Meir Hurwitz on this place is Frekta Kasha. They blind by Akasha. The Chassam Sofer fret for the Gemara in Krisis. But what do you do with this Tysis? This Tysus L'chura is what? He says he assumes it's a Misasik of Shabbos. Not a Misasik of Shabbos, but a Misasik of Kol Terekul. Shechotopo. So Memele, I saw the Sefer Mishnas HaShabbos wanted to say Pshat and Tysus. Beautiful Sefer. Wanted to frame for Tysus like this. Wanted to say Pshat in general. By a Dover Shin and Miskavin, you drag the benches 50-50 where the hole's going to be made. Why is that not Misasik? What's an amisasa? Because you know there's a possibility that it might happen. If you know there's a possibility it might happen, that's not misasik. Misasik in kol terakula means you don't have a fathom, you don't have any inkling of such a thing's going to take place. That's misasik of kol terakula. But if you have an inkling that it might take place, and you do know when you drag the bench, and you do know when you squeeze the chilos that it might die, that's not misasik of kol terakula. The misasik of Shabbos, blade A, blade B, is that your focus, your concentration is on getting the fluid out of the chilazon, not to die. That's memela blade A, that's blade B. Memela taki is the misasik of Shabbos. It's not the misasik of kol terukul. That's how he wants from him. He actually says it's a pella on these goyim, goyim oilim. The Chassam Sofer from Mosmer Hurwitz said that's such a kasha. He says it's clear he thinks the distinction is. That when you're talking about this situation, Misasik of Kol Terukul, you don't have a fathom, an inkling of what that it might happen. But in Shabbos, if you do, if you know it's possible, then it's not Misasik of Kol Terukul. If anything is Misasik of Shabbos, because blade A, blade B, and therefore you can read the Tysus like this. This is the Pshat Lamaisa we want to suggest. Now this concept of Misasik and Shabbos, Misasik and Kol Terukul, these two tracks that Tosfos develops are very critical. Because Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva in Simen Ches where he wants to postulate that the misasik of Kol HaTorah is a maisa aveir with a p'tur onchin, a shirchotabla. It's a maisa aveir registers, but it's a p'tur onchin, no chattis. But the misasik of Hilchos Shabbos is a zero. That's what he wants to tell us. He's ma'azbi the Gemara Baba Kama Dach Vavavim at Aleph, where a man is sitting and he has a rock on his lap. He doesn't realize. He gets up, the rock falls down, and goes into Rosh Hasharabim. And he also breaks someone's glasses. So Rabbi Kiveger quotes this Gemara very interestingly in Simen Ches. Fascinating. And it says, Beferish in the Gemara that Lagabi Shabbos, your potter, because Linim Machs Machshevis potter, Asra Torah, your potter. And Lagabi Nezik in the Gemara says, your chayiv. Gemara makes a split. So Rabbi Kiveger says, why does it have to come out with Machs Machshevis? Why is it going to have to use Melech Machshevis? Because you know why? Because Melech Machshevis, the track two, is that there's no Mais Aveir at all. If you go with the Misasik of Kol Terukul, it's a Mais Aveir with a Ptoronshin. The Gemara's being Mechadish, it's a zero. Because if you use the Misasik of Kol Terukul, you might have said Misa Shog against Pturin, Tana Bechiskia, because it's a Shem Misa. But when you evoke the misasik of kol Torah kula, it's a hafkos, a aveir, it's a zero. Memeila, that's how he's vaz with the Gemara Baba Kama. And that's why he says the misasik of Shabbos is no kimli b'rabi b'nei. Because it's a hafkos, a maisa, meila, you have someone moment, you gotta pay. If there's a shame, he's hovering over you, then it potters you. That's how he's mazbid the Gemara and brachas about poshta b'shuk. You see someone wearing kilayim in the shuk, you could rip it off him. Why? He doesn't know what he's doing. It's a maisa avera with a pteronshin. You got to stop him. He's doing a maisa avera. That's the misasik of kol Torah kula. He says maybe you could reject it because hanos chimum misasik b'chalov v'arayis chayv shekein nene. Maybe the isra of kilayim is hanos chimum. So maybe that's why. But he says he thinks his rayas are better than the rejection. So this is where Rabbi Kiveger writes. He has this tremendous shkiddush, and he quotes the Gaon Olam, Yedidi, he says, the Chavis Das, in the Sivis and Tuf Lamed, in the Makor Chayim, claims no, that Mesasin Kol Torah Kula is a Hafkos. It's a zero. Unlike what Rabbi Kiveger writes, it's a Maisa Averu to Pteronchu. He writes, it's a complete Hafkos Averu. Therefore, Lamaisa, he wants to suggest, the only reason why you're over, why the post can say, if you don't know you have chametz around, why you're over by Rabbi Matzeh, because it's a Sheva Al-Tase type of Aveira. It's a lav of Sheva Al-Tase. Rabbi Kiveger says, I'll tell you why you're over in Aveira B'Shogi. Because Misasi Kol Torah Kula is an Aveira with a Pteronshin. It's a shame Aveira with a Pteronshin. That's why the post can say you're over in Israel. So Chap's a beautiful Nafkemini. Very good case. At the end, he writes, Shvisis Avdo. You ever have a Kenaini that's about to pick up a blade of grass? So what do you do? Do you have to tell him or not? Let's say someone's saying a shear. He claps the shtender and the light keeps going on in the back. Do you have to tell the Rebbe he's giving a shear? Don't do that, Rebbe. So Lamaisa, the example I just gave of the shtender, that's a machlokes Rebbe Kiveger and the Nesivos. Rebbe Kiveger says, Misaskav Kol Torah Kula is a maisa averus of Pteronshin. You better tell the Rebbe. According to the Nesivos, you don't have to tell him. It's not a maisa averus. If the Evid's about to pick up a piece of grass, he thought it was tallish. Turns out it's mechubur. That's misasik of kol Torah Kula. According to the Nesivos, you don't have to tell him anything. According to Rebbe Kiveger, you got to tell him. But what happens if it's a case of blade A, blade B? That's the misasik of Shabbos. Everyone agrees it's no maisa averus. I don't want you to confuse that. You could have a misasik case of kol Torah Kula that comes out on Shabbos. Very critical to know that. And that's exactly the case of what you thought you were going to pick up a blade of grass. You thought it was tall, it turned out it was mechuber. That's in the case of Misaska Kol Torah Kula on Shabbos. That's where Chaps on Nafkamin Rebbe Kiveger and Nesivos. But if it's blade A, blade B, everyone agrees it's Nishkin Maisa Averus. You wouldn't tell them. So Memeila, this is the Machidish they want to point out here about this notion of Misaska. Now the Pashtus is that the Rambam argues on Tosfos in two fronts. The Pashtus is, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagis says an amazing thing. The Rambam says that if you're niskavet lachtoch satol shechotach sahamchuber your potter midin melechus machshavas. The Rambam, the Feirish Hilchos Shkagis, Pirk Zayin Lachid Alf, he says what? He says tolish shechotach sahamchuber potter because melechus machshavas. You don't invoke melechus machshavas. That's the misasik of Kol Torah Kula according to Taisa's approach. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says taka what? Rambam says you taka potter. Now according to Rabbi Kiveger, what do we say in that case? That's the misasik of Kol Torah Kula and you be what? You be over an Isser. It's an Isser with a Pteronshin. Pashtus in the Rambam when he says this potter from Machatz, maybe there isn't. So I'm just saying according to the Rambam invokes Melech Smachshevis. In that case, according to the Taisa's, that you only invoke Melech Smachshevis in blade A, blade B. That's number one point. Number two point in Hilchos Shabbos in Pirkei Avot Halacha Ches, the Rambam says blade A, blade B is takachayiv. Blade A, blade B is because you were miskaven to do an iser, so you got the wrong chefsa. So what? Rambam says you take be chayiv achatis. That's mamish on two fronts. The Rambam seems to be defined misasik against taisus. Okay. Now I just want to point out also two chilukim as to why, in fact, our Mishnah, the baby case, won't be misasik, lamaisa. Why is it that it won't be misasik? The Minchas Baruch is mazbir that lamaisa, it has to be a completely different maisa to be misasik. By the baby, it's not a completely different maisa. It's the same maisa. And the Chalkis Yayiv says it a little bit differently, that you need two Sheamus. You need two Sheamus. So since you need two Sheamus, Lamaisa, since you need two Sheamus, so therefore the Tinik is not considered to be two Sheamus. He brings a Raya from Sadi Bezim and Bez. If you discavin Lahotzi Achrov, if you have a Kavanah to be Motzi something in the back of your pocket, and you're Motzi Lafanov, the Mishnah says you're Chayiv. Gemara's Vazbar and Sadi Bezim. Why are you Chayiv? Why isn't it Misase? The Teretz is that these are not two different Sheamos. They have to be two different Sheamus, like Chaylev, like Shuman, to be Misasek. And if they're not two different Sheamus, like we find by Osuv Es Beno, the Bahag says, if you shecht the mother and the child, you didn't know the mother was shechted that day, you're over in Isser. It's not Misasek, because they're not different Sheamus. The mother and the child are not different Sheamus. In order not to be Misasek, it has to be what? It has to be two different Sheamus. If not different Sheamus, it's an issue. So that's the Chiddush. How the Gedolei Achronim want to be Masber, Halacha L'Maisa, how this is going to be, in order for it to be defined, what to be defined as Misasek. Okay, so that's the first Mahalach regarding this din of Misasek. Okay, let's go to the second Mahalach now on the Getter of Mitzvah of Milah. On that same daf on Kuflam and Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, by Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says that he was Tovid Var Mitzvah. The Gemara has a second line there. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua, Hasum de la Mitzvah, Hacha Mitzvah, Avodah Zarah, not doing a Mitzvah. Here, Hacha Mitzvah, you're doing a Mitzvah. So, Lechura, the Rosh writes Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa, in Simen Hay, the Rosh writes that one is Yotze a Mitzvah, if your Mal Tok Shmona, Lamaisa. If your Mal Tok Shmona, the Rosh writes Lechura that you what? You are Yotze the Mitzvah. Okay? That's how the Shach is Masber in Yordea in Simen Reish Samach Beis Siv Beis. Poshup Shach Lamaisa. That's what the Rosh writes, Tok Shmona Yotze. And Halacha Lamaisa, the Rosh is Masber, that's what the Shach wants to say. So it could very well be, the problem is that the Gemara, the Slach writes, our Gemara says Fakir. It says it's considered to be Shalom Asim Mitzvah. The Gemara says Beferis is considered to be Shalom Asim Mitzvah. So the Slach writes, how could the Rosh and the Shach say such a thing in Tok Shmoni Yotzeh, and that seemingly fits in the Gemara? Our Gemara says Beferis not the way. It's a Shalom Asim Mitzvah. He thought he was doing a Mitzvah, but Shalom Asim Mitzvah. So how can you tell me your Yotzeh? So the Slach says, and the Emes the Beis Alevi embellishes this very beautifully. Beis Alevi is a Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Zayin Sivkot and Beis. That b'shas ma'isa, you're not yotze the mitzvah. In Mila, there's svei dinim. There's the ma'isa Mila, and there's a second din that you should be mahol. So b'shas ma'isa nechanam, you're not being yotze the mitzvah. But what you are going to fulfill when the 8th day kicks in is that there will be a kiyum that you are mahol. They're gamalt. And the Mela, that's how the Beis Halevi wants to embellish the slach, l'ma'isa, that the svei dinim, halacha l'ma'isa. That we consider to be svei dinim, regarding what? Regarding this din. That's how you have to read what the Shach is reading in the Rosh. So I want to develop this Mahalach now. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Mila? Is it a Maisa or is it that you should be a Totsah, that you should be Gamalt? It's interesting that Tosfos asks a very stark Akasha on Choftes Amalaf and Kedushin. When the Gemara patters a mother from circumcising the son, the Gemara quotes about called Sov Lo Sov. Frak Tosfos, we need a Pasuk for. The mitzvah says she's man grumble. So why do you need a pasuk? So there are like 10, 11 tirutz in that kasha. Tosfos says the chi of mila begins from day 8 onward. What do you do with them? What do you do from 0 to 8 though? So they say in the name of Reb Chaim, I heard from Reb Katziv Shlita, that according to Reb Chaim, there's no shame oral till the 8th day. So the clock doesn't begin in Hilchos Mila till day 8. So from day 8, ain lahefsek. We're going like the day in Tanoim that a mitzvah shalom is mane is bein b'yom bein b'layla. We don't paskin like that, Tan. What about from 0 to 8? There's no shame oral. You can't do a mitzvah on a shame oral. That's why the Meshechach was ma'azbir. You can't do a meal unless the guy has a shame oral. That's why the Meshechach was ma'azbir, that when Hashem spoke to Avram, he fell on his face. Why did he fall on his face? Beforehand Hashem had spoken to Avram, because this is the first time he spoke to him after the tzivui. He became a shame arl after the tzivui of Mila. Once it was a tzivui of Mila, it was a shame arl because he hadn't done the Mila, so he fell on his face. Mos, it's disgusting. The Shem Arul is what gives the Chiyuv Mila. That could be one of the Biurim by Avram Avinu. He did all the Mitzvot Torah. Why'd he have to wait for Tzivu Avila? Because it would be just be hurting himself. Wouldn't be a halachic meal until there was a tzivui. That's why I waited for a tzivui. So b'meila, Tosis says this teretz. However, there is an interesting Tosis rid there. Tosis rid in Kedushah Chavetz says the mitzvah meal begins at day one. The nature of the mitzvah is hisaskis. Hisaskis. And the Priyitzch says, what does it mean hisaskis? Making sure that he's gemalt. It's not a maisa. A mice says you do an action and that's it, finished. But the nature of the mitzvah of meal is isaskis, to see to it that it gets done, to make sure this boy is gemalt. The mele, that's the bira dover in the Tosis Rid. On the bottom in the notes, in the Tosis Rid in Kedusha, it says, we say on the seventh day of Pesach, appeared, mibetin l'shimcha heme nimulim. Mibetin l'shimcha heme nimulim, from the time of birth or nimulim? Yes, according to Tosis Rid. Because the chiv starts at day one. To call the cater, call the moil. You have to do the mice in Milan day 8, but the nature of is Isaskis. It's Isaskis to make sure he's come out. That's what the Tosis Rid wants to tie in. So it could very well be that what we have here is, and this is where Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Ben Poras, a machlekes Rambam Raivin. The Rambam writes that a fellow is only chayiv karis for Mila at the end of his life. The Rive Poshup Shat, the way the Beis Yosef says, he's chayiv every day of his life. From the time he's 13, he doesn't do milu. What's the machlaikas? Rabbi Yosef Engel says, according to Ram, it's a maisa. As long as you do the maisa once, it's enough. If you didn't do the maisa, you chayiv karis, the end of your life. According to the Rive, every day in Mechuv. According to the Ravram, it could be every second in the Rive. The Ravram is stopping every day or every second. But that's kufa de machlaikas Ram and Rive. And this machlokes of Rambam Raivin is a Tosin Makis and Yudalam and Al. Tosin and Makis Daf Yudalam holds like the Rambam, the Kasha, because he says Lamaisa, you only chayiv karis at the end of your life. And the according to the answer, he changes like the Raivin. If you look at Tosin Makis, Lafuki Hani. Tosin Makis says Beferish, the Kasha is like the Rambam, the Teretz is like the Raivin. Is there a chiyuv karis Lamaisa only at the end of his life or every day? But what's the machlokes? Is it the mice or is it the Totsah that he should be gemalt? If it's a mice, it's only one time. If it should be gemalt every second, every day, that's kufa de machlokes. The truth is, the Tosis by us on Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Maskol Veshovin, on the bottom is master exactly like the Rambam. No, Tosis says you could do it tomorrow. When he contrasts Mila to the from the midst of Mila, it's different than Sukkah and Tzitzis, right? He says Beferish, you could do it again. Starved a mealy mother's man, no butler show some milatzma. Not do it again, but you can do it tomorrow. Tais Yishonim says it earlier also, Chafem and Aleph. Right? Mila Shalob is man, why isn't that Tochi Yantiv? Yantiv's only so lab, but Mila Shalob is man, it's the Cholot. I say, so you can do it tomorrow. The Taisim here, Tais Yishonim and Chafem and Aleph, and the Tais of Kuvlam and Aleph seems to say like the Ram, that it's a mice. It's a mice. So you have this fundamental machlech, and the truth is, the Marach or Zeruah writes, that it's not a mice. It's a totsah. The see to it gets done. What's the symmetry in that Mishnah Kedushin? You have to teach your son a trade. You don't have to teach him. Hire someone. Teach someone the Torah. Teach him how to swim or row. You don't have to do it. Have someone else do it. It's a totsah. See to it that it's done. Me also see to it that it's come out. Not a mice. That's what the Marach or Zeruah is medayik. And the Mak, the Frek, the Kashi says, if it's a Mishnah Shebegufo, how do you give it over Bishlichas? The Torah says, it's not a Mitzvah Shebegufo. It's a mitzvah to get it done. If it's a mitzvah to get it done, you can appoint a shliach. No problem, says the Makta. That's how the Makta's Mazru the Gemara. So Memele comes up, Shat Lamai said, we want to build up that it could very well be a Machlokes Rambam Raivin as to whether it's the Maisa or is it a Totsah that it should be Gemalt. Problem is that if you look in the Pesachim and the Rambam, the Rambam writes, Beferish. Rambam writes that a Nolad Mol needs a Tavas Dam Bris. Perik Alf Alokha Zayin Echus Mila. Nolad Mol needs a Tavas Dam Bris. The Rambam Perik Zayin Alokha Yid Alef and Echus Trumas writes a Nolad Mol is Mutteri Truma. Nolad Mol is Mutteri Truma. But Miri says that's crazy. A Nolad Mol cannot eat Truma. Why not? Because we learn a Kuflam Adalim base, according to Rabbah, to Orla Kvusha. So the Kedusha can't eat truma. What's pshat in the Rambam? Because the Rambam holds a drasha, machlekes Rav Elazar b'Akiva. There's a machlekes Rav Elazar b'Akiva. Why an aral can't eat truma? The Rambam quotes Rav Elazar's drasha. Rav Elazar's nolan mal doesn't need a tzatavas dan bris. But we said the Rambam passed in a nolan mal needs a tzatavas dan bris. Where did the Rambam say the Rambam, where did the Rambam, where's his mocker that a nolan mal needs a tzatavas dan bris? Because he holds like the drasha of Rav Elazar, but Rav Elazar himself said nolan mal is not, doesn't need a tzatavas dan bris, and Yavam is not fine. So who does he, where did he, what's his marker? And it can't be Rabbah, says the Minchas Chinuch, or Lekvusha, because if you read all Lekvusha, then how can a nolan mal eat truma? Or all can't eat truma. So there is Yushalmi in Shabbos right here. Yushalmi in Shabbos says Beferish. There's a drush of Rav that you need a himol yimol, you need a meisen. There's a meisen, you need a meisen meal. A meisen meal is needed. A meisen meal is needed. So if a meisen meal is needed, nolan mal needs a tavas dan bris. You get a meisen meal, so you do a tavas dan bris because you had a meal. It was born mal. So you need a tavas dan bris. Rav is a drusha, not because of orlik fushi. Nolan mal, the reason why you need a meal, because a meal always requires a meisen. He's born mal, so you have to do a tavas dan bris. It's a besunder a drusha. The tour, though, works out the shitasal. Because the tour, the meisen, we said, the tour works out the shitasal. The tour holds like the raivit, poshup shah. That the nature of the mitzvah is not maisa, but it's what? It's considered to be totso-oriented. If it's totso-oriented, like we said from the Ravid, you're chayv karis every day. Mele Ravid says you can't say a brachit on a tavs dan bris, because unless you see if a pharish is near, it looks like orla kvusha. Hitaka says orla kvusha. So it could very well be, that might be the Hezber and the Ravim Ravid. It could also, you could suggest that maybe oral, only an oral vadai is mos, t'chruma. But orla kvusha is not mos, t'chruma. So you could maybe entertain a dusvara. The reason why the Rambam says no mal could eat truma because it's not ma'usa, because it's orla kvusha, possibly. Okay. But lamaisa, what I want to bring out here is the following chiddush. This fits very well in with the brisa we learned earlier by hitter mitzvah. According to the Rambam, what's the nature of the mitzvah? Me lamaisa. Once you finish the maisa, you're done. According to the tour and Rashi, we said, it's all totsah. So even if you finish the mice, you could do hitter mitzvah, right? So shalom, whether you learn it's only b'chol ve'im Shabbos. So it fits beautifully. According to Rambam, once the mice is done, it's genug. But according to the tour in the Rashi in the tour, that it's considered to be totsah, who cares when the mice is done? Kol's man, the mice, I'm fulfilling the second, every second, mele, why can't you do hitter? So it works out quite well. But what this brings us to is a famous Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, B'daf Mem Gimel, Amud Beis, says that David HaMelech was taking a shower, got very depressed. No mitzvahs. Then he remembered the mitzvah of Milu. If you hold like the Ravid, like the tour, that it's a kium, that it's gemalt every second, it's geshmak. But if you hold like the Rambam, then you need a maisa. What's he happy about? What's he happy about? Difficult. So it's not so well known. There's a Gemara in Sota, Yudim and Beis, and the Sefer Pre-Moshe, not because of my Bikias, but the Sefer Pre-Moshe quotes this Gemara in Sota, amazing Bikias. The Gemara in Sota, Yudim and Beis, says that David HaMelech was born Nolad Mohol. It's actually Avastur of Nolad as well. He was Nolad Mohol, Gemara in Sota, Yudim and Beis. It's the Marsha there in Sota, Yudim and Beis, Frekta Kasha. He says, what was he Samech about? If you hold, you have to do a Tavas Dambris. He was Masamech, he did a Tavas Dambris. But if you hold, you don't need a tavas dan bris. What was he samech about? So the Marsha writes, he was happy he wasn't an oral. What does that mean? So it could be, perhaps, maybe you could suggest, Rashi in the beginning of the parak. What did Rashi say in the beginning of the parak? Sasa no chalim rasecha. What did Rashi say? Rashi taught sasa no chalim rasecha. Amira yichida shekadim l'shar amiris. V'yimila shesho osin nesosim l'ay kol shar mitzis enim ochichas kol shah. David HaMelech wanted a mitzvah to prove that the Yidim do mitzvahs, to prove that we're Jews. It wasn't that he was unhappy fulfilling a mitzvah every second. No, that's not the pshat in the Gemara Menachos. It wasn't that he was happy fulfilling a mitzvah. He was happy because he could find a mitzvah that proved that we're Yidim, and Yidim are doing mitzvahs. That's exactly how Rashi's touching this. The Chol Shar Mitzvah ain't a mochichas Kol Shah. You can go on tefillin, mezuzah, and the tzitzis. Then it can show the sort of Aram Beis HaBerchatz. Avalzu Meir Aleim.
The
It was fulfilling a mitzvah that came every second. It was that we're yidden and we do mitzvahs. We're generally involved in mitzvahs. Not that I'm fulfilling a mitzvah every second, to show that we're yidden. So maybe that's how the Ram would read away the Gemara Menachos, if you put together with that Gemara in Sota. Perhaps. But Lamaisa, what I think we could suggest is that really the Svei Dinim, like we suggested from the very outset from our Gemara, there is a Maisa Mila, like we said from the Shach, Lamaisa, and the Tzlach, and the Bisalevi, there is a Maisa Mila, and then there's a Kiyum that you're Gemalt every second. And the Mela, that's the Teretz of the Kasha, because Tosfos asks, is Mitzvah Zman Groma? It's not a Mitzvah Zman Groma. Every second, Yom V'Layla, you fulfill the Mitzvah. It's a Kiyum, every second. Tosfos would say, he's Askus from day one. This is a little bit, basically the same Teretz, but saying that what? It's Ben B'Yom Bei V'Layla L'Maisa, because it's Gemalt every second, and the Father fulfills that because the Son gets that every second. But it's a Maisa Mila that you should be Gemalt. The Rambam holds that both are correct. And it could very well be the Rambam holds that the Maisa Mila could even be B'Paslus. But as long as it was a Maisa Mila, that will allow me to be fulfilling the Kiyum every second. Because the Rambam Paskins B'Feirush said, if a Goy does the Mila, you do not have to do a Mila again. You don't even need a Tavos Dan Bris, according to the Bach. Beis Yosef says you need a Tavos Dan Bris. Beis Yosef says you need a Tavos Dan Bris. The Smag, the Torah quotes B'Feirush says you need a Tavos Dan Bris. Beis Yosef says the Rambam agrees. No, the Bach says no. And the Gon, along with the Bach, the Gon is with the Bach, the Rambam Schoelik. What's the difference between Nolan Mahol, that needs a Tavos Dan Bris, and if a goy does a meal, you don't need, according to the Gon and Bach and the Ram. What's the chiluk between the two? You know what the chiluk is? Because the no law, you didn't do a mice. When a goy did it, at least it was a mice. It might have been a mice of a passless, but it was a mice. It registers as a mice. And mainly, you need a mice to, in order to initiate and generate the kiyum every second. I had that mice in spite, might have been a passless. I don't care. The smag says you need a mice one that's glot, that's gavaltic, to generate the kiyum. The Ram says no. The Ram says absolutely not. All you need is a mice. The mice could be a pasulus, and the male that generates the kiyum going viter and viter and viter. This is the pshat lamaisa in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam writes lamaisa that nolan mohol halacha lamaisa will need at those numbers because there was no mice. But by God there was a mice. So we're saying that both dinim are correct. The Ram holds that both dinim are absolutely correct. Chaps a very interesting nafkemine. The Marsham has in the Chuvas, Chelik Yutzimun Pehei, if the baby's sleeping, anesthetics, can you fulfill the mitzvah of Mila? Certainly, let's talk about a boy's Yud Gimel. Mitzvah, do you need Kavan or not? So if it's a Maisa, of course you need Kavan. But if it's that it should be Gemal, it's very possible you don't need Kavan in the Chalal. Just to be Totsah that it's Kim. So sometimes you have Chumr, sometimes you have Kulas. When you use this word that it's a Totsah, this would be a cool. This would taka be a cool. So Lamaisa come out in afternoon, and in that same piece, the very beautiful Beis Halevi there, you should look up. He has a whole board also about the Dizzy Mila and Priya. Mila, he says, is taking away Hasara Sa Orla. Mishnah has a Lashon in Darim, Ma'usahi Orla. It's disgusting. You get rid of the Orla, Hasara Sa Orla, and then there's the Hosafis Akdushin imbuing, which is done with the Priya. It's a whole beautiful four. Mila and Priya. But in the Beis Halevi, though, in itself, we would develop this notion of what's called a Maisa, and then you have the Totsah. And according to the Rambam, even if the Maisa is the passless for Maisa, it registers the Totsah. So that's the Chiddush here we want to bring out. Yes, go ahead.
What about
Gershon Iskari Shumahol?
No, because Gershon Iskari Shumahol. Because on the one hand, there was a Maisa, but at the same time, it didn't register right away.
Gershon Iskari was already. Shumahol
by Goy
Pashas
or whatever. But
we need
a Tavos Dan Bris. Right, exactly. I mean, there was a Maisa.
That was when it was
but
a goy.
Right, but it didn't register.
Right, didn't register. That was when it was a, even the Ram's going to say that. It's a nothing. It was a goy.
Right.
It was a goy.
This man has to register.
Right, this guy was a yid. At least the goy did. It has to register as a massive path. A zero. That's what you're going to have to say. That's the chidush one. So the first malach we had Misasek. Second malach we had what the nature of the mitzvah of Mila. And then you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Mila every second. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good night. Yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me, I'm sorry.
No,
thanks a lot. much easier because they didn't have to skip the pages. Shkoy Korov.